Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. Subscribe if you're new. Smash that thumbs up. Check out my podcast at Spotify or Apple Podcast, Tales from the Dark Forest. Now let's get spooky. I live in eastern Tennessee along with my wife and son. We've been here for the past 5 years and love everything about it, aside from the humidity during the months of July and early August. The rest of the year is perfect. Occasionally, I would say at least once, maybe twice a month, we would go down to Pigeon Forge in Sevierville. That is a very high-traffic, touristic location, but there are plenty of people that live out there nonetheless. You could say many things, from King Kong to Titanic, with numerous places to eat, including the Sunliner Diner in Pigeon Forge, a 50s-themed place which happens to be one of my favorite spots. And if you head just a little south of there, you get into Gatlinburg, which is a small little mountain town, but yet again, pure touristic. Lots of souvenir shops, but they do have the Burro Loco, which is excellent Tex-Mex. A buddy of mine, from California that I used to work with many, many moons ago, had recently moved to central Kentucky and wanted to explore Tennessee as he has never been here before. So when he contacted me privately on Messenger on Facebook, I was absolutely thrilled that I actually would know somebody out here, as I've been here for about 5 years, but the only people I've met was my apartment neighbors back when we were renting. Fast forward some time, and he came down to spend the weekend with me, himself and his wife. After we spent the day catching up and barbecuing in the backyard, I wanted to show him and his wife around the touristic area of the Smoky Mountains. I knew they were both avid hikers, I myself not so much, but still. I was trying my best to persuade him that maybe Tennessee might be a better option compared to Kentucky. Sure, it's cheaper, but the weather's better and there's more things to do. After we spent a couple of hours sightseeing here and there, we went down to Gatlinburg and did some more sightseeing. And then I wanted to take him and his wife over to Laurel Falls, which is a very popular and touristic waterfall hiking trail that's only about 2.5 miles. Once we had arrived, we parked, grabbed our waters, and we headed up the trail. The trail itself is not difficult, yet it is on a pretty big incline, which is a pain in the ass for myself as I'm fat. But either way, it was my idea, so we just had to trudge along and head through it. Outside of the casual conversations and the pit stops to take selfies, we finally made it to the top where the waterfall was. I've only been up here one other time with my wife and I years ago, and it was just the two of us. Absolutely breathtaking. We had brought some snacks and a couple of waters and sodas along for the walk. We hung out at the side of the waterfall on the other side of the bridge. We sat down on some nearby rocks and just chit-chatted and hung out for a bit. On our voyage up, there was a few people that were on their way back down. When we had arrived at the very top where the waterfall was located, there was nobody else on the hiking trail, which seemed kind of odd because it was only 3:30 in the afternoon on a Saturday. Wrapping things up, after all the pictures and our snacks had been completed, we started to ascend back down the hiking trail back to the parking lot. At about midway through, my buddy, whose name is Skyler, said that he had to pee really bad and he's been holding it in for the past hour, but there was no way in hell he was going to piss in that fresh waterfall. Unfortunately, on the trail there is no side paths to venture off and hide from to take a pee. The only thing you could really do is while you're going down the trail, it is windy, so there is a way to relieve yourself without being seen. Just make sure that everybody else continues walking and wind around the corner so you're free from sight. So that's what he did. We laughed at him for drinking too much iced tea and continued walking down the path heading back towards our car. Literally minutes later, we heard Skyler scream at the top of his lungs up the hill. Next thing you know, after we stopped and turned around and looked up, we see him running, like his life depended on it, towards us. He was screaming at us to run, waving with his hands in front of him, telling us to go and not to wait for him. We were all confused, but we followed suit and continued running down the hill. As we were running, he was screaming something about giant dog with glowing eyes, over and over, saying that it popped out of nowhere and was right next to him. As we were running and I was already out of breath, I was telling him it was probably just some coyote that you spooked. He fought that tooth and nail and said, "I'll explain in the car, just keep going." None of the rest of us saw anything. Only Skylar did. Once we got back in the car, we reversed and headed back towards Gatlinburg, as he tried to explain everything to us while I drove. The gist of this sighting was, a large giant dog standing up on its hind legs came out of nowhere in the bushes near where he was taking a piss. He did mention that the eyes were glowing a weird reddish color, but it never did attack him. It just scared the living daylights out of him as he zipped up and ran for his life. I don't know about you, but that would have had me running too. Last summer, my family took me on a trip to the Smoky Bear Campground and RV Park in Tennessee. We live in North Carolina, but Tennessee, the eastern part preferably, was the only place that my family would like to take vacations together. I'm assuming because it was local and it wasn't a far drive to get out of state, and have lots of things to do and sightsee. My family has always been into camping. I like it myself, as an adult, but when I was a kid, not so much. I was more into playing video games. We would head to Tennessee at least 3 times a year, mostly in the summer times and the early fall. When we were in the campground, we set up our 2 tents, my brother and I in 1 tent, and our parents in the other. What was really neat about the Smoky Bear Campground is that it had a heated pool with the clubhouse, which is great, especially during the summertime because it gets really hot out there. We spent most of the afternoon in the pool, as we had arrived in the afternoon and it was already quite hot. Once we got wrapped up with the pool, we went back to our campsite as my parents got some lunch together on the grill. We ate lunch and just walked around the campsite saying hello to the other kids and things like that. My brother and I kind of did our own thing. We weren't the social type. We did most things together as we were only 2 years apart. We had a couple of hours on our hands before we had to get back as my parents were just lounging around the campsite. So my brother and I started walking around and found a trail. While we were hiking on this trail, I wouldn't really consider it a hike. It was just a casual walk. There was no incline. We were just playing swords with some sticks and just telling jokes and walking around as kids do. There was nobody else on the trail but the two of us at the time. Eventually we got bored and turned around and started walking back towards camp. Some time passed, and we started hearing these weird noises in the woods around us. We knew that animals lived in the woods, so we really didn't think much of it at first. But when the noises got louder and the snapping sounds started occurring, that's when we started to get a little bit spooked out. We started picking up the pace, trying not to lose our cool, as I didn't want to show my little brother any sign of weakness, because he looked up to me. When we heard the howling, that's when any type of strong older brother trying to keep his cool for his younger brother left my body. I screamed at my brother to run, grabbing his hand, and we ran together, parallel, down the trail. It didn't take us too long to get out of the trail back into the main campgrounds. Right before we left, I happened to make the mistake and looked behind me. When I did, what I saw will always haunt my dreams. I saw a large, furry, black, dog-looking man. It had the body of a human being, but a canine head, with small, pointy ears and red, glowing eyes. I only saw it for a split second before it disappeared behind some trees, but that was enough for me to remember its face. And we never ventured out there again. Truly feel blessed to have discovered this Reddit group. I'm 53 years old and have had an encounter with the Dogman 4 years ago in the fall. Without a doubt, the worst experience of my life, and honest to God, I'm still affected to it by this day. Understandably, anyone I've told so far has doubted my experience, but I've always knew what I saw. I live in a fairly rural area. My old Jeep had broken down, so I was forced to walk up the road back to my house, which was all bordered by woodland. I was only around 1 mile away, so I decided I would return in the morning for the car. I'm usually very comfortable at night, as I have had no reason to be afraid, but as I was getting closer to home, I felt more and more uneasy and tense. I found myself looking over my shoulder more than once until I started feeling fear and dread. Then, I saw it through the trees. Not his body, just two amber eyes I could see through the woodland, staring at me. That was enough to trigger my fight or flight, and I found myself running towards my house as fast as I could. I could barely hear it, but I knew it was in pursuit. I reached my house and saw the hellish thing right before I slammed the door shut. It was extremely tall, but hunched over and walking on its hind legs. It radiated pure menace. I slammed the door shut, locking it and retreating further into my home. I could hear the bloody thing tapping on the walls, but for some reason, it didn't try to break in, even though I'm sure it could have. Eventually, it must have left, but I can't describe how much fear I felt when it happened. Present day. I now own 3 guns, and all the doors and windows are reinforced. I never go out at night, and so far, it hasn't bothered me since. But I just wanted to share my experience. God bless all of you. Back in high school, my friends and I would go ghost hunting on the weekends by driving for miles outside the city limits until the roads turned into minimum maintenance roads. On one such journey, in my mom's Ford Explorer, we had the car break down on us in the middle of nowhere miles from city limits. As soon as we got out of the car, we all noticed how the cows on either side of the fences were mooing and walking closer and closer to us. We just figured that they were hungry. This was around 2005, so cell phone reception was not the best outside city limits where we lived. We had finally gotten a hold of one of our friends to come and get us, and also arranged a tow truck to come get the car. Unbeknownst to our friend we first contacted, thanks to crummy reception and roaming cell phones, my mom came out and picked all of us up. By the time she had gotten to us, the cows were on either side of the fence to us, circling us, only divided by the road that we were on. Meanwhile, our friend was driving out to our location, again not knowing that we had already been picked up, when she spotted something dark, large, and running very fast out in the fields, which made her really uncomfortable. She noticed this figure getting closer as she got into the location and decided to turn around and go back home, getting spooked. As she was driving back, going around 55 miles per hour, a large black figure jumped out the ditch onto the side of the road, hit the side of her car, got up and jumped the fence and ran away. She said it had a black tail and teeth like a wolf. It left tufts of hair in her car door. I don't know if she ever sent it anywhere to be tested, but I saw the hair. What really freaked me out too, was that I had another friend, who didn't even know this other girl, tell me a story of a very similar figure they saw running out in the fields a few weeks prior. She said they could see it running, keeping up with the car, then went running on 2 legs to 4 and just sped off in front of them. I've always wondered what this was, and have never been able to get a good explanation. Then I stumble upon this sub today, and holy crap, does it sound like the creature my friend saw. I can't wait to read more, and would love any additional reading if anyone felt inclined to share. A couple years back, I was helping a friend of mine paint the inside of his house in Townsend, Tennessee, which is right at the entry point of the Smoky Mountains. It's a small town, not much going for it, but that's the way the people like it down here. I arrived early in the morning, picking up some McDonald's at a local drive-thru to bring over for an early breakfast before we got started. Once we wrapped up the food, we got going on the prep work. Blue tape, primer, paint itself. It took hours and hours. Definitely an all-day project. But luckily, we were not painting his whole house. Only certain walls that were painted some really funky colors from the previous owners. My friend had recently purchased this home a couple of months ago, and before he could decorate, he needed to get the paint done, so that was one of his first projects after everything financially got in line. Sometime during the evening, I was out back watching the barbecue as he was doing something in the house. I don't recall what it was exactly at the time, but I was just doing some temperature checks on the Weber kettle, having a cigarette on his back porch. When far off in the distance in the tree line, when I heard and saw something unbelievable. Something that I would have never had thought ever really existed. First thought I know, due to popular belief out here in the South, is Bigfoot. That's exactly what I thought it was at first upon closer examination, before it darted off out of view in the woods. It had the head of a dog or a wolf, definitely a canine. But the thing stood incredibly tall. Even in the far distance of the tree line, I could tell it was at least 6 feet tall. Jet black fur, maybe with the grayish tint to it. Outside of that, the only thing I could really decipher was the eyes were glowing a reddish color. I couldn't see its whole body, but I saw enough. It walked on its hind legs like a man, but it looked like a giant wolf. I only saw it for a few seconds. It almost seemed like it was staring at me, curious. Maybe it smelt the food. It doesn't matter. I didn't think cryptids like this existed. I thought there were only stories and myths and legends and just things that people like to listen to. But I saw it. That damn thing is real. It was roughly 10 years ago that my family took me to an Airbnb for vacation in the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee. We are originally from Florida, but we would always drive up and spend at least a week in Tennessee every year. I think that was like my parents' dream location to live, but they could not afford to go there. Either that or they were afraid of change in routine. I never did quite ask them why, as I personally never liked Florida. At this Airbnb in the Smoky Mountains, it was a beautiful small cabin, single story with a nice back patio with a gas grill. Beautiful lush green landscape and trees in every direction you look. And the Smoky Mountains in pretty much any direction you look towards south. There was one night that I was just hanging out with my parents on the back patio while my dad was cooking something on the grill. My mom had some music playing on the boombox. Yes, I said boombox. Back then, we didn't have Alexa and all that kind of stuff. I think we were listening to some Bob Marley reggae music, as my dad always told me that reggae music was the best music to listen to when you were grilling in the backyard. All good, positive vibes and a good time. Well, that's not necessarily true. While all three of us were outside, that's when we heard the outrageously loud howling in the distance. Some might say it was coyotes. Some might say it was a wolf. But wolves run in packs, and coyotes are scavengers, merely the same size as a common house dog. And it didn't sound anything like that. And it was just one howl, not a pack. And it sounded pretty close. We totally ignored it at first. We figured we're out here in the mountains, completely normal. But when the howling got louder, that's when we realized whatever it was getting closer to our Airbnb. We didn't run inside, run and hide. My dad continued to grill, and my mother continued to bob her head while she drank. I stared out into the tree line, wondering what the hell it was. I did see a large black shadow in the tree line. I saw it move from left to right in the tree line in the direction that I was looking at. It was big. It was really big. And it was no dog or wolf. It was pretty far out. 80 feet? 100 feet? But close enough in view to know it's frickin' huge. the only thing that I caught a glimpse of that I was actually able to see in the dark was its glowing eyes. Something large and bulky with red glowing eyes only leads me to believe that it must have been a dogman.